Hi. I don't know quite how to ask this. Are you okay, darling? You just seem a little off. Is it Emma again? She really is a troll. Surely she's not giving you a hard time. I mean, you magicked up another mug. Or rather, I helped you magic up another mug. You do remember, don't you, darling? A little assignation in the stationery cupboard? Where we got close and I helped you out. Are you okay? Well, you just had the strangest look on your face. You've been wearing that look a lot today. Sort of distracted. As if you're thinking about something else. As if your mind is doing something very pleasurable. If you've been acting like this all day, I can see why Emma might be annoyed. You've been a bit jumpy as well. Every time I've walked past your desk, you're reacting. Did I do something wrong? I didn't. Did I do something right? Is that a blush? I think it is. Have I told you that you're very pretty when you blush? You're very pretty, full stop. Even Emma thinks so. Don't worry, she'd never say it to your face. But I think she might have a little crush on you. Just a little one. I know what that's like. Because I might have a little crush on you. Sorry, what? Yes, I have a crush on you. I haven't been subtle. Yes, today is your third day. Are you pouting? What's wrong? Tell Penny everything. Oh. My plans. Is that what's got you all distracted? Is that what you've been thinking about? Has your mind been wandering off to the stationery cupboard? I am shocked. Utterly shocked. I'm playing. But also, that would be really unprofessional. And it's only your third day. You really can't take that risk. Especially after your questionable start. And you see, I kind of want to keep you around. I like you. I don't want you to go. I want you to stay right here. Nice and close. Where I can look at your pretty face. But you see, darling, you are tempting. You are far too tempting with that smile and that face and those hands. And that body. Oh, you are. Distracting. Oh, yes, I have been distracted all damn day. Only, I hide it a lot better than you. Don't worry. I don't think anyone else quite knew what was on your mind. They probably just think that you're overwhelmed. I mean, it's been a busy 3 days. Lots of focus and attention. Lots of stimulation. Yeah. It's completely understandable that you would be overwhelmed. And you've been good today. You've been professional, punctual, present, if a little distracted. And that is good. Oh, what about my plans? You're pouting. Oh, it's so tempting. My plans are, well, it's the end of the working day, so I don't have to be professional anymore. There's no one else here. Well, apart from you. It's just you and me and the security cameras. Wave. Didn't you realize the whole office is under the watchful eye of security? Well, not the whole office. There are certain little corners and cupboards that are blind spots. But I think those might be too tempting for you. Even now you're thinking about them. But no, the spot by my desk. Oh, I can see everything. And right now it just looks like I'm talking to you. You see, I don't flirt with anyone. Everyone sees me as friendly, but professional. A little cool, almost. I'm selective. I like... I'm not sure how to put it. Let's just say that... you are... Oh. Now, what are my plans? Well, do you want to know about my actual plans? What I'm going to do now? How I'm going to put on my coat, get my bag, and walk out of the empty, deserted office with all of its tempting. Sorry. I was meant to be talking about my actual plans. Leaving, going home, ordering takeout, running myself a nice hot bath, getting naked. Enjoying myself. Then, an early night. Oh no, I'm not tired. Didn't say I was going to sleep. Those are my actual plans. Do you want to know what I was planning? Wow. I shouldn't tell you. I definitely shouldn't tell you. Might make it hard for you to be professional tomorrow. And remember, I want you to stick around. We have so many dark corners and cupboards to explore. Consider it the expanded office tour. So, my plans. I was going to work you up. I was going to brush past you, all innocent. And, oh, I'm sorry. Of course, none of it would be innocent. It was all going to be carefully calculated to make you completely aware of my effect on you. Oh. Do you want to play it innocent? I am so close to you right now. You can feel the warmth of my skin, my breath on your cheek. It would be so easy to just move. Skin to skin, and you say I don't have an effect on you. Oh, it was just an eyelash. That's a lie for security. So, I was going to make you hyper aware. I was going to make you focus on me. I was going to distract you. I wasn't going to wear this today. I was going to wear something a little bit tighter. Nothing unsuitable for the office. Just something a little bit more figure-hugging. Something that would outline my curves. Something that would just tempt you to reach out and touch me. I was going to be working very closely with you today. I was going to offer to supervise you. Emma likes to watch me suffer. And given your first 2 days, I'm sure she would think, oh, that was bad. Moving towards me like that, whatever would security think? You do have an effect on me. Oh, you have a rather delicious effect on me. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. Emma likes to watch me suffer and supervising you after your... Oh, so very impressive first 2 days would be a sufferance. If only she knew. But I was going to be working very closely with you. I would lean over you, instruct you. You'd feel me, smell me, hear me. And you would be thinking about our time in that stationery cupboard. Thinking about what we could be doing. And you wouldn't pay any attention to your actual job. And then I would have to take you into a isolated office to have a little word. And it would be so hot in that office, I would just have to undo another button on my blouse. It's just really hot in here. So hot. And then I was going to tell you to get back to work, go to your desk, and you would be trying to pull yourself back together, trying to be professional, trying to not telegraph your arousal. And then I would put my hands on your shoulders, whisper in your ear, I've got a special task for you. Follow me. And I would give Emma some bullshit excuse. Something she would like. Busy work. Filing. Threading. Something unpleasant. Punishment for being so distracted. If only she knew the reason for your distraction. Emma. Then I would lead you down the hallways, making an effort to sway my hips so you would focus. And I would introduce you to my favorite little hideaway corner. No cameras, complete privacy and the best, really great acoustics. You could scream there and no one in the building would hear you. I could scream, I could just... And then I was going to lean in, feel your body against mine, feel the heat. I was going to caress your face, come closer, and then I was going to be so utterly unprofessional. Sublimely unprofessional, I was going to slap myself all over you. Slut. Oh, you've never heard it used that way. Well, what that means is I was going to just rub up against you, kiss you, leave you in no doubt of the effect you have on me. And at the same time, I would be in no doubt of the effect I have on you. And we could just shed all pretense of being professional. We could be utterly inappropriate. Now, I'm not the kind of girl to fuck on a first date. I'm not even the kind of girl to fuck on a second date. But considering it would be our third date, well, I was going to fuck you. And then I'm going to ruin you. And when we finally made it back to your desk, a little rumpled around the edges, a little out of breath, hair messy, I was going to tease you. I was going to whisper in your ear, can you still feel me? Do you want me? You could just fuck me on your desk right here. I can still feel you. Oh, I am dripping, wet, and needy. And then I was going to take you home. I was going to work a little bit late. Wait until the office emptied out. And then I would come over to your desk like I have. I would get close, but not too close, and I would tell you all of this. I would watch your pupils dilate. I would feel the heat of your blush. And then I would ask you a question. Would you like to come home with me? Dinner. And some unprofessionality, perhaps. You would. Such a shame. That was going to be my plan. Oh, your face. Oh, of course I want you to come home with me. Those plans, they're just the tip of the iceberg. I want you somewhere where it's just the two of us. No cameras, no need to be professional. Just us, where we can shed these clothes as good as they look on you. And we can just be inappropriate. Come home with me. so eager. I like that. I like you. And I've been waiting all fucking day. Let's go. I'll go first. Well, I did say I was going to tease you. And my ass looks amazing in a skirt. So tell me, how's your third day been? Major improvement? Oh, a little bit disappointing. But you have a feeling it's about to get a lot better. You know what? I think you might be right.